and go to Washington and visit with ABC's Andy Field. And Andy, good to talk to you after not talking for the last several months, but this is a very important topic. The White House trying to explain what changed days after the administration said they could not issue a new ban on evictions. So let's take a deeper dive right now. And I would imagine the president is facing enormous pressure to go in this direction.
He is, but it's not the president that did this. This is the CDC. Excuse me. And what happened was the Supreme Court said that the president and the CDC did not have the power to extend the moratorium past July, which meant that landlords could start evicting people. And the president said, hey, it's up to Congress. Congress didn't do their job. They left. They left without doing anything about this, mostly because Nancy Pelosi didn't have enough votes to pass it, getting pressure from landlords saying, hey, you can't keep doing this to us because we got to pay our mortgages as well. So the CDC came up with a workaround. And the president knows that this is probably almost certainly going to be challenged in the courts. And what he's done, well, what the CDC did was to say, okay, we're not extending the moratorium. We're changing it to just affect places in this country. The 91% of the country where COVID is rising right now. So they're considering it a new moratorium. Now, again, it's probably going to be challenged in the courts, but just as the former President Trump did, he did this all the time. He would and the DACA protections for the immigrant children, or he would take money from the Defense Department and use it to build the border wall. And all that was challenged in court, and they stopped and they started and they went back and forth. And this was eventually adjudicated by the Supreme Court. Joe Biden knows that that is probably what's going to happen here, but he really just wants to buy time for people who are behind in their rent and will probably get evicted. But there's also hope for the landlords. You know, it's not fair to the landlords to say you can't keep getting rent and then they can't pay their mortgages and they lose the buildings. There is $45 billion in rental assistance that was passed under President Trump last December. Only $3 billion of that has been spent, which means that there's a whole lot of money out there for people to get from the government to pay their rent or the landlords to pay their mortgages. And the question is, why isn't this money being spent? Because the federal government has given it to the states. Colorado has all this money sitting around. All they have to do is hand it out. The question is Colorado being bad at handing it out, or other states being bad at handing it out, or is it that it's too complicated for renters to get to? It's probably a combination of both. And so the president is doing this full court press to get people to understand how to get that money so people can start getting paid while this moratorium stays in place.
Understood. That's excellent. As far as the CDC is concerned, some people are wondering what gives the CDC the power, if you may, to extend a moratorium on evictions when, you know, they obviously are keeping an eye on the virus, obviously. But when it comes to the CDC, what can be challenged in courts right now in terms of this case?
Well, to answer your first question, which is a very good question, and what gives the CDC the power is they're saying the reason they want to have this moratorium on evictions is because this is a national health emergency. And what they're saying is if you evict people, you kick them out of their house, you kick them out of the safety of being exposed to other people. They could end up in shelters. We're seeing COVID variants and other versions of COVID exploding in a whole lot of states. If lots of people, if thousands of people are suddenly homeless and having to go to shelters, they will all be kind of crammed together in these places, and that will make the problem worse. So that is the authority they have there. In terms of legally, how are landlords going to go after this? Probably the same way they did the last time, which is that it's not fair that renters can continue not paying their rent, and we're not going to get our money to pay our mortgages, because most of these landlords don't own these buildings outright. They are basically paying rent to the bank. And I think the Biden administration's argument is going to be, we have money for you, you just have to get it. And why aren't you getting it?
So in the meantime, I would imagine that the governments are the state governments are trying to ramp up, trying to get the word out that money is available. And at least they have 60 more days to make that work and hopefully help people in that way.
Right, and we're hoping that this new COVID surge doesn't get us back to ground zero where we were last winter or last year, where, you know, we're getting forced back into lockdowns in places where things are so bad that the hospitals are filling up again. So, look, they're facing a lot of challenges here with these variants, and the best way to solve these problems is to get everyone vaccinated.
Yeah, no question. Andy, good talking to you. Thanks for catching up. We'll look forward to talking to you down the road.
Anytime. Thanks.